Everybody, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio Live, Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. If you are anywhere close, get your butt down here now. I think we got a Flyers game tonight, right?
Go Flyers.
Yeah, you guys are a little excited about that, I can tell. It's okay. We're talking Eagles tonight. Anyway, Hollis, we won't talk about the Flyers right now, right?
Please, no. I was at the game, and it was bad.
It's okay. It's okay. I saw pictures from it. You looked like you were enjoying yourself.
Up until the end.
Everybody, make sure you get down to Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia, $2.75 Yangling Lagers all night. Crab fries are amazing. Try the Muscles Red. That is my favorite. Everybody, if you haven't heard of the Green Legion Radio Show, download us, review us, rate us, subscribe to iTunes, Green Legion Radio, Google Play, Green Legion Radio, TuneIn Radio, Green Legion Radio. We have an absolutely special guest here this evening. You're lucky because I had video of that ready to go on that television. The whole 15-minute undiscovered episode, but we couldn't get it rocking beforehand.
Thank God you were going to play that. That's,
I was going to make sure everybody saw you crying.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm sentimental guy, man.
Please, man. It's a beautiful moment. Everybody from Sydney, Australia with us tonight. Offensive tackle number 68 for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jordan Mailata.
That was him.
As well as the rest of our supporting cast to my left, producing the show, Rob Belivas to his left, because our microphone at the end isn't working for some reason. I think I dropped too many things this week.
Professional pod.
Shut up, Mike Diaz.
What is up, y'all?
Your favorite Eagles insider, Dave Spadaro.
Hi, Quimby.
Good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you.
And next to him, fellow big dog, but looking kind of small tonight, Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good evening.
Wow.
How's everybody doing?
Don't worry, Jordan. I wasn't saying that at all.
Oh, my Lord.
The little guy on the end.
Oh, man.
My so God.
So all fun and games. Almost
crying. Jordan, I've heard nothing but excellent things about you.
They're
first
all
time
lies.
Meeting. It's all lies?
All lies.
We've heard you're one of the greatest guests, one of the greatest people to be around. I can't wait for a little
more
bit
lies.
More tonight. We might even get you a little drunk. There's snow crabs coming from Sean McGranahan, the GM. He said he's got 3 or 4 pounds of snow crabs waiting for you. He says you usually take care of them for about that much.
I always come here for
the Green Legion Radio Show is brought to you by our good friends at Miller Lite, Bucks County Baseball Company, David Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in Philadelphia, all City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. Across the bridge, our friends at Echelon Health and Fitness, our podcast friends at 4th and John. I think Trox is here still. Is he? Trox is somewhere over
Trox
there.
Trox is hiding back there.
And Sean Brayson, Philly Influencer, and 102.5 The Gambler, and of course, our biggest sponsor, Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. Everybody, we are so happy to have this man here. I've been following his story since day one. My God, you are huge.
Oh, me.
You are just
all mate on my left.
Oh, no. He makes the headphones look small.
I know.
You
I
make the entire
on.
Panel look small.
Except for me, I'm a man still.
Yeah, here we go.
And I win.
Everybody get that? Real quick, Hollis.
Yes, sir.
What happened in sports history today?
Well, today is November the 5th. It's the 309th day of the year. There's 56 days left. We're going to start in 1959 when the AFL was announced. It was announced with 8 teams. Then we go to actually 1967 where the New Orleans Saints got their very first victory. I wonder who it was against. It was against the Eagles, 31-24. Yeah, I know. Then we have some national holidays. So that today's national holidays is American Football Day, Election Day, Donut Appreciation Day, which is one of my favorites.
Donut Appreciation Day is every day.
I know. If Rex, I put this one in here specifically for Rex. It's Love Your Red Hair Day.
Oh.
And it was one more thing that I wanted to put in. It's the 1992 Revenge Match of the Century. It was a chess tournament between Bobby Fischer, and he defeats, what's his guy named, Spassky?
Kasparov.
Yeah, he beats him. He beats the crap
out
of him. You said
Spassky, and Panero knew who it was?
It's Kasparov Spassky.
Okay. Oh, that's what it was?
Isn't Kasparov?
Kasparov Spassky.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And then today's birthday, Bill Walton. I put Kerry Blanchard in here because he's all the kickers missing the kicks. And we have Jerry Stack. Today's Jerry Stackhouse's birthday. 1974.
The only thing Jerry Stackhouse will be remembered for is G-Love and I-76. We might play that a little bit later.
Yes.
Rob, you had something to say, no? Okay, good, good. Excellent. All right, everybody. Let's get to around the league before we start talking to Jordan. And well, everybody, hang tight. Jordan is here to take photos, autograph everything you have. We're giving away an official Jordan Mailata jersey, which I have right here. Yeah. You didn't even know that. It doesn't fit you. It might fit your leg, but it'll fit other people. We also have some Green Legion gear to give away tonight. And at 6:45, if you're Flyers fans, if you're Sixers fans as well, we are giving away three tickets to Sunday's Sixers game in the Green Legion Luxury Suite.
Oh, yes. Wow. TTP.
TTP. The only unfortunate element is you're going to have to spend the entire game with Shut Up Diaz.
It's going to be great. Cannot wait.
Yeah. Shut up, Diaz.
Good.
I like Diaz.
Yeah.
No, Diaz is a nice guy.
Because we're right all the time. Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
Interesting.
Oh, my God. Have you met Rob?
That's not nice.
Here we go. All right, around the league, I want to send a congratulations to the Miami Dolphins for getting the goose egg off of their record. Jesus. Now all they have to do is win six straight games in the next 3 weeks, so the Miami game becomes valuable at the end. Everybody get that one?
Yeah.
Not happening.
The tailgate's really valuable. The tailgate is more valuable than the game.
Obviously.
I mean, that's true every week.
And I do want to send some congrats to our friends down I-95 for beating the Patriots. The Ravens.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not a Ravens fan, but if you beat the Patriots, I'm a fan.
Awesome,
period.
Sauce.
Yes. Yes. Green Bay against the Chargers. Look terrible, or is Los Angeles games,
just one
team.
Of those games, you know?
Yeah.
On the road, West Coast, between division games. You know, they're allowed to trip up every now and then.
You think that was a trip up?
Yeah, a little trip up for them.
Maybe. I think
I was watching. I came here, actually, after the Eagles won and watched that game, watched the Lions.
Right.
Or rather, watched the
Raiders,
Lions
lost. Raiders lost, yeah.
Tampa Bay almost pull off a great
Seattle,
win.
Yeah.
Which would have been great for the Eagles, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm starting to think maybe, is there a chance still here for wild card, Hollis?
Yeah, you never
know. It's going to tighten up here.
I was going to say, because towards the end of the season, some of the teams tail off. And it's one of those things where you just keep playing and stay in your lane, and things will fall in place for you. I mean, the game against the Cowboys, I think it's going to mean something later in the season.
That's a playoff game.
But we still have to take care of our own business, because we worry about, like what you're saying, we're still in the hunt, but we kind of control our own destiny. We just have to keep our head straight and take it one game at a time.
Well, we got to win.
Win, basically win.
Sure, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's it. We're not going to get into a few things that everybody wants to talk about.
Well, can we talk about, can I give the injury update?
Sure. Not yet.
So DeSean Jackson had surgery today, gets put on IR.
He ignores you completely.
All right.
Yeah.
Andrews and Deho gets waived, released.
Fourth round pick,
crazy.
Right?
Cup compensatory pick comes back to the Eagles.
Wow.
Should get Nigel Bradham back, Cravon LeBlanc back, hopefully after the bye week. And away we go down the stretch.
All right.
Nice.
So with DeSean on the IR... What does that mean?
Well, it means they got to add somebody now.
And how do you do that? Are we bringing up Greg Dort?
Jordan Matthews today, and we'll see what they do.
What happened today?
Today they reportedly worked out Jordan Matthews.
look at Hollis down at the end.
Well, a lot of people was trying to go after some of the sexy picks, which I told them that's a train wreck waiting to happen. You have to get somebody in here. It's the eighth week of the season. We don't got time to teach nobody nothing. We got to get somebody in here who knows the system and can catch the ball.
So do you think that's Jordan Matthews?
I think he would do a lot better than what we got going on.
He catches the ball.
Yeah, he catches the ball.
I mean, that's...
And he knows the system. And he's got a good rapport with...
And he's not playing where because...
And he's tight with Carson.
He's tight with Carson, though.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, are there sexy wide receivers out there right now?
There's one.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah.
No, it's really not sexy.
We shall not speak his name.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're the Eagles, you have to consider everybody, weigh it, pro and con, and look, the wide receivers have not been as productive as they need to be.
Right.
Everybody knows that. So,
well, we're
going to
get
very
into that
interested
a little
to see what
more.
Else the Eagles will do here.
I love how
it's going to be a busy bye week.
I love how you brought that and tried to put an end or an exclamation point on that. But no, we're going to focus on that right now because let's go over the game. It was a win. It was a good win. Right? But that game should have been over in the first half.
The only thing the Eagles did wrong in that game was they didn't score touchdowns, like you say,
right.
Early in the game. Had a chance take a big lead on Chicago. But I'll tell you what I love. I love the way the Eagles are icing the clock, playing that four-minute offense, rolling in the fourth quarter.
Oh, wait a second. So you like how they're running the ball?
You put it in his trap. I think they converted four third downs throwing the ball.
Yeah, four? How many third downs did they convert?
How many were short yardage because they were able to run the ball?
Well, one was a third and 13. One was a third and two or three. One was a third and five, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Rob?
No, real quick, and I don't know if Dave or Jordan can answer this, but the first quarter, the play calling, I loved it. They were going with tempo. It was little wrinkles here and there. Then after the first quarter, it seemed like the play calling changed. Did I see that wrong?
I don't know. I think Chicago made some adjustments in the second half.
Right. Yeah.
Right? And then, that first drive of the third quarter was a touchdown drive. That was beautiful. And then the offense stalled for a couple of possessions, and then the Bears got back into the game. So, yeah, the offense, look, the Eagles need to score touchdowns in the red zone.
Right.
But they also need to throw the ball and get big plays from the passing game. That makes it a lot easier.
And it's Hollis. Which is cool, but it's like if you saw what they were doing, they was running the ball down their throat. And then we get to the goal line and start getting cute. What the hell? Run the ball down their throat. Demoralize them. Show them that we ain't out here to play with them. It's like when you start getting cute down there, you have your ass on the sideline and you're getting three.
Yes.
Right. I'm with Dave. You got to pass the ball.
Yeah, I think the problem. Keep talking, DS.
One at a time.
I think the problem, though, is this is a running team now. I mean, it's got to be a running team. I mean, we're not the receivers, you know, they're supposed to receive the ball. And we're having a big problem with that right now.
Jordan, you're in the thick of things, even though we know you're not playing right now. But what do you think? Are we a running team or are we a passing team?
So I don't want to comment on that. But I will say this. I think that anytime you can rely on our O-line, we'll do it. We're a running team every time we can rely on the O-line.
That's a weighted question. Yes, the O-line.
That is. Well, no, but anytime you want to run the ball, you can trust in us.
Hey, Jordan.
But at the end of the day, it's up to Doug and the rest of the coaches to game plan and see what's the best option.
Okay. Hey,
Jordan, I can ask you a question this way.
What's up?
Which one do you like blocking for more? Do you like mashing somebody or waiting on somebody
He's never been in a regular season game.
Well, he's practiced, and he's played in preseason. Do you like mashing somebody, or do you like waiting on somebody to hit you in the chin?
Yeah, no, I like the run game better.
Thank you. Yeah. That's all I need to know. I'll be here all week. I'll be all week, Dave.
And just so you know, we know out of the camp in Florida that you thought offensive tackle was where you wanted to be. But I'm not going to lie. I kind of would love to see you line up in the backfield one of these days. whether it's in a fullback position or it's a lone setback and just smash the hell out of somebody.
Yes.
We're waiting for that day. I'm telling you right now. All right, let's talk about the defense right now. Because the secondary is starting to get healthy. Mm-hmm. And I think we can start not worrying as much as we have been.
Right.
Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it remains to be seen. The quarterbacks coming into Lincoln Financial Field are different now, right?
Right.
Tom Brady and Russell Wilson.
Right.
But I understand, but we're getting healthy in
that's
the
a good thing, yes.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, but the thing I think that that we're missing, and I kind of missed it too, with our regular core getting healthy, the communication is better. You saw the only reason that Chicago was able to get something was because of the communication. They only got one play that they gave them. And when you look at it, and it was a miscommunication because you saw somebody running zone and somebody running man. That's a miscommunication back there. And you saw the guy running wide open down the seams there. But I think the more the guys are together, especially getting this week to just practice instead of having to go out there and getting the communication better.
Well, this week, isn't everybody predominantly scattered? Like
they kind of scattered.
Roaches when the light comes on?
They kind of scattered. But I think nowadays some guys will stay around here and just kind of relax. And I am lying.
I think the only people that are around right now are the guys that are getting treatment.
Yeah, getting treatment. Is, okay.
All right.
I used to, man.
I love where your head's at.
I used to bamboos.
I think the defense looks better when they got a lead. All the time.
Of
I mean, we could turn it back to the offense and say, you know, the offense was up. Off the top of my head, I don't remember. Was it 12-0 or something like that? 9-0, 10-0.
12.
I mean, 12-0. I mean, that just makes the defense look better. That's what they're kind of built for, having a lead as opposed to relying on the defense. When the offense doesn't produce, the defense looks really bad.
You want to know why?
But when the offense gives a lead, then the defense kind of looks a little more settled.
Go ahead, Rob. I'm going to wait.
Okay. No, I wasn't going to say anything. I was just listening to the panel.
No, I was hoping to shut up Hollis for just a second.
I was going to say, wow, Diaz, that's awesome.
No, I agree with what Diaz is saying. When the offense is scoring, it helps the defense a lot. We don't have to rely on the defense to be the main cog in the whole team.
Well, in speaking about the defense, they got a lot of pressure.
Right.
And, look, Trubisky, I think he's taken a step back. Can we all agree on that?
He took a step forward.
Yeah, he's never agreed. Good.
No. Last year, took Chicago to a playoff game. No,
Khalil Mack did.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. The defense, right. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And
I'm just saying, that when you look at it, the defense is good when our offense is running the ball and giving our defense rest between series instead of going out there and throwing three incomplete passes and putting me back on the field in three plays in less than 50 seconds. Thank you.
I mean, they had, minus 1 yard halfway through the second quarter?
Oh, my God, that was ridiculous.
I was looking at that. I'm like, that's got to be in there.
We kept looking at the TV and going, really? They have negative one total yards?
Well, you had to look at the play calling also. The play calling, you had to with Mitchell Trubisky, I don't feel like he's a good quarterback because you had to manufacture things. And they call out all the types of trick plays and stuff. Because it was one play, I rewound it because the receiver was wide open and he never pulled the trigger on a wide open receiver. So they was manufacturing things like running screen plays or trying to run tosses, and we were all over it.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are we Russian spies over here? What the hell is that?
I don't know what that is. I just will stay away from it.
Oh, okay.
Simulator. Back stim.
There's so many ways I can go with this right now.
Professional show. We are professional.
Right? My guy's hurting. Come on. He's hurting.
Just in case anybody knows, if Dave winces every now and then, we have two people on the panel right now with bad backs.
Jordan's
the second one. I'm great now.
Yeah, Jordan's good. You're talking about homie? What you talking about, homie?
Oh, my God. We're going to have another conversation about that momentarily. And how much you actually take a sip when you take a sip. It's hysterical. But Tim Jernigan. Again, one at a time, and that's okay. Professional podcast, Diaz. I just love the boost that he gave the interior defensive line because that was huge. Huge. So hopefully we can expect more and more from him.
Just gotta see what the offense looks like when New England comes to town.
Yeah.
Eagles have played without DeSean Jackson. Song. Eagles have played without DeSean Jackson for all but the opening game.
Right.
And so you have to replace that speed.
Right.
So the offense is your thing. The defense is getting better and better and better. But the real tests come in the next 2 weeks. And if you can split these next 2 weeks, you can go into December feeling really good about those five games.
There's only a couple things over the next few weeks I'd like to split. And it has nothing to do with football. So
tender.
Let's get back to the receiver core right now. Because I want to know one thing.
What's that? All right,
we're searching for another receiver. Mm-hmm. We have Green Legion bump J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who is one of the best receivers coming out of college, and he has been shunned since week two.
Okay, then here's
what do
why.
We have to do? Yeah, talk.
He needs to – see, in the NFL, practice matters, and if the coaches don't see what they want to see in practice,
correct,
then you don't play in a game, and that's what it boils down to, right? I mean, Hollis, that's right. Like, if you don't – if you don't show it in practice, you're not going to get in the field. You're not going to get on the field in regular season game.
Right. In certain situations, excluding Vinny from last week, because I was telling you he was practice player of the week, and I didn't even know the kid that he was practice player of the week for a couple of days in a row, for a couple of weeks in a row. But with
practice, we sitting one, here. Two, three, I supposed to be the franchise player. We in here talking about practice.
You talk about practice.
That's our good friend Alan.
Alan and I was talking about practice. Bubba Chuck talking about practice. And Dave's right, but when you're a rookie, they have to see you do it in practice at least before they'll be up.
The game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man.
Practice.
I mean,
practice.
How silly is that? Man,
we still talk about practice.
Sorry, that got pulled.
Well, the thing is, that makes sense. If they don't see it in practice, you can't play in the games. But what if they're not seeing it in the games? Our receivers just aren't making plays here.
You know, I mean, there's got to be some. I don't know how to do it. It's not like baseball where you sit the guy down to send a message. You need him in there.
And it's
give
weird.
Give him some runs.
And it's a weird conversation coming off of the fact that Zach Ertz has had his best game of 2019.
And everybody was down on him.
Yeah, 100%.
But to what you're saying is, I like the way that they made different ways to get Zach the ball this time. It wasn't just a run, get open on your own. They sent him in motion.
This was his longest touchdown pass in how many years?
Yeah, and it was a long touchdown run, too. Did you see that? You saw that, the touchdown run.
Go ahead, Rob.
And he broke a tackle, which I don't...
That's
a good thing. Yes. I love the guy, but that's a good thing. That's the first thing you're trying.
I'm not against running the ball.
Sure you're not. We have tape of you saying, to win, you have to pass. Yeah.
You pass to set up the run.
You run to set up the pass. Try to run a play action fake without running the ball to see how many quarterbacks you get killed.
I see there's a reason why you put me in between these two.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why you put me in between these two. I like the method.
A lot of tension going
on. We need a barrier.
Hollis is like stuck in 1975.
No, man.
Look at his haircut. Look at the clothes he wears.
With his haircut.
I was born after the man.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Coming from the same man.
Jewelry he wears.
He wears the same haircut.
You sport the same haircut. Your back's just hurting.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Don't make me laugh. It hurts my back.
Hey, everybody, remember, Chickies and Peach is a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles Touchdown Club, partners with the Philadelphia Eagles Training Camp every Monday night. See a different Eagles player doing live radio shows. Brandon Graham, Nelson Aguilar, Sidney Jones, Corey Clement. And don't forget, every Monday night is also Wing Night, $19.99. All you can eat, Chickies wings and crab fries. Ooh. Hey, everybody, if you want to come up and get your autograph or a picture with Jordan Mailata, please do so. We're going to be giving away a bunch of stuff at 6:45. We will be back with more Green Legion Radio after this. Little something from Samoa. Everybody, that is called Samoa's powerful. Is it haka? Haka?
Yeah. You almost try not give it to me. Right. You almost did not say it right, but you pulled through the end.
Okay. All right. Brother, it's time to meet you. All right. It's time for everybody to get to know you personally. What's your name?
To know you.
First of all, I want to know, when you meet women, do they like you more for your accent or how big you are?
That's a loaded question.
Jordan, I know it gets uncomfortable during this segment every week because Cody falls in love with the player.
Man, come on.
I'll be professional.
Slip to number 11 this week.
I'll be professional now.
All right. Everybody, back live from Chickies and Peach, South Philadelphia. $2.75 lagers all night. We got our good friend Sackmaster and his beautiful wife Rachel. I still don't know what she's doing with you.
Sackmaster.
Connie Piper is here signing Green Legion counters, Philly's finest.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Tree's standing around not knowing what he's doing. It's good to see him.
Pretty much. Ooh. What the hell is Rex?
Rex is on a boat.
By the way, we have to send tribute to Rex, who will not be with us until Christmas.
Damn.
Because he is now on a boat as a merchant marine for the next 7 weeks.
Oh. I'll take that boo back.
2 years in a row, he didn't tell me he was leaving. I guess I should get the hint.
Well, I don't know what gave you the hint that you should get the hint.
I know.
All right, Jordan, let's talk about you, brother.
What's up?
All right. So you're 22 years old. You're from Bankstown, Australia. How far is that from Sydney?
It's about an hour and a half drive.
Hour and a half? Okay. Yeah. That's not bad. So you're Allentown. You're living here in Allentown. Good. All right. 6'8".
Appreciate that.
348 pounds. Jesus Christ, you're a man. I have had a man crush on Nate Gary. It's moving over to Jordan. You are just huge, man. Your parents, are they big? I mean, are they tall?
They're short. They're like Dave's height.
Without my afro.
No. Mom and dad are about 5'5".
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Where the hell did you come from?
My grandparents on both sides.
Are?
So my dad's
parents are about 6'3". And then mom's dad is 6'7".
Oh, okay. Yeah. There we go. There we go.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
You played for the South Sydney, is it Rabbitohs?
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 Rabbitohs.
Rabbitohs.
Rabbitohs. Rabbitohs?
Yeah,
Rabbitohs.
And he's trying to add an accent to everything he says.
I know. It's cringe. Out. But, you know, it's all good. All love here.
Anytime you assholes want to write the run sheet, you let me know.
Wow.
It's all good. It's all right. Say it again for me.
The South Sydney Rabbitohs.
What is a Rabbitoh?
It's like a Cheerio.
It's somebody that hunts rabbits.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But we have a rabbit as a...
Now, is the rabbit, is that why Ben Simmons wears that rabbit? Or that's a kangaroo, I guess.
That's a kangaroo. There's a big difference between the kangaroo and a rabbit. Yeah.
It's like between you and Dave.
Yeah. I want to know, do you and Cameron Johnston hang out at
all?
That's
my guy.
Yeah. He is your guy.
Yeah. We always, like, every time I start missing home, I just go talk to Cameron.
You do realize that Cameron Johnston and yourself are not the first Australian Eagles experiment.
Yeah,
Savaroka. Everybody remember that hit?
Okay. Why do you say it like that?
Was we call him Savaroka.
I actually thought he was a stud.
Okay.
Who did he lay out?
Yeah, I was gonna say he made a tackle and everyone fell in love with him.
Oh yeah, I forgot who he laid. He laid some people out. He laid a couple people out.
No, as you know, special teams punter.
Yeah,
there was one play where he had an open field tackle,
decleater,
and literally decleated him.
Yes,
and I don't remember who it was.
Wait, that's a word here, decleated?
Decleater, yes.
That's a made up word, but all right.
No, it's not. It's like when somebody hits you,
that's a made up word, but all right.
And they knock you out of your cleats, or they put your dick in the dust. That's what.
And
here we go. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway.
Welcome back to the Green Legion Radio.
Yes.
My bad, the professional part.
All right. I want to know about this. And this is obviously not a prevailing story anymore, but I want to know what it was like for you. 17 years old. You collapse. You have a heart condition. Talk about that. And talk about what it took for you to move past that and be where you are right now.
Yeah, when I was 17, collapsed. At the time, I didn't know it was a heart condition. When I got sent to hospital, they were doing tests, and then, like, literally 2 days later, they're like, you have a heart condition. Like, seriously? I was like, yeah. It's not hereditary. I was the first in my family to have it.
Okay.
It's probably why I'm so big.
So it's something you were able to move past?
So I was able to move past it after two operations.
Okay.
What did they do?
So they performed a procedure called an ablation.
Oh, yeah.
And they go up to the groin. They come to make two incisions on both sides of the groin. And they shove a bunch of wires up there. And they try and attempt to burn the extra pathway that was in my heart.
Okay.
Creating pulses. And, after two surgeries.
And you agreed to that?
Yeah, I actually agreed to watch it. So I was awake for the first. Yeah, well, they told me it was a short procedure, like 3 to 4 hours.
Oh, God.
Hold on a second.
And I didn't want to be put under anesthesia. So I said, okay, is it cool if I watch it? Like,
wait.
Yeah, they said they're going to numb it. They're going to numb it, of course. So you don't feel it.
Wait, you let them go through your loins and you awoke?
Yeah.
Dear Lord, man.
Oh, good luck with that.
Wow. First of all,
this guy's way tougher than me.
I'm not going to lie. He's tougher than everybody on this panel.
You're not curious about your body and you don't want to see what's happening?
Sometimes no.
No.
Hell no.
I'm with Hollis on this one. No. Hell no.
You know, when they reset my elbow, I was woken. I still scream like a lunch whistle every time I think about it.
I'm with Jordan on this one. I'd like to see what's going on during a procedure.
Yeah. Let me tell you, like seeing the wires across your chest.
Make sure they're doing it right.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's cool. But then
suddenly my back doesn't hurt quite so much.
Trying to make you feel better, Dave. After about 4 hours, I got like...
4 hours?
You watched this for four hours?
4 hours?
Right, it was so interesting. And then I couldn't...
Family Guy for 4 hours.
Well, four hours?
Yeah, well, they... Okay, 3 hours. I'll make it 3 hours.
All right.
All right, 3 hours because...
I still have to take a piss break during the Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, don't get me started on Lord of the Rings. Come on.
That's a good segue. Rob, what do you at?
No, I was going to say, he wants to stay up, so it's not like in Spies Like Us when they're in a tent and they're working on him and they got the instruction booklets, so he wants to make sure that he has a real doctor there.
I would love for just once we make a movie reference that's later than 1988.
The 80s had the best comedy movies of all time. Come on.
Dave, you got to head out?
Right, Dave's got to head out.
Have a great bye week.
Boom. All right. Boom. Enjoy your bye week, now, Dave.
He pulled a Rex. He's just leaving.
No, no. Dave's got stuff to do, and we understand.
Boom. Now,
boo, Dave's
playing. I didn't know if he was going to bring this up, but I guess he's a quality singer. I was a witness to him. It was supposed to be a lip sync contest, but he actually had to turn down the words and actually had
so
and actually had and actually was singing. Tell him.
So I went up against my fellow roommate. Or ex-roommate now, Matt Pryor, sixth-round draft pick for me at TCU. And so they told us that we were going to participate in a lip-sync contest.
Uh-oh.
I believe a couple of ladies are here from that day. I see them around.
Where are they?
maybe at the bar. I don't know. We'll see.
But anyways,
Matt likes to call me a cheater. And I say, like, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Head up, girl.
So, like, I kind of manipulated the contest. Like, I knew what I was playing with, you know. So I had to, like, you know, I'm gonna win this belt because if you don't know Matt Pryor and I, we have a lot of competitions and it's a little rivalry going on, and
nice.
We have to, like, beat each other up, kind of thing. So yeah, it's just a brotherly love kind of thing, you know. Since we're in Philly, so
we also understand you're a bit of a musician.
Mm-hmm. Man, I was a muso before any sort of athlete. So
okay,
yeah,
because I understand, like. Literally, you know, a guitar in your hand looks like a ukulele.
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. Everyone thinks that I play ukulele because
I was going to say
because I make a guitar look small. I'm like, come on, they're your instruments.
What song
count
was
the strings?
What was the song that you were supposed to be limp syncing that you did?
Holy cow! I think I did Jason Derulo's.
Yeah, it was one of those
Jason Derulo's. Let's
see.
Is he ready? Is he ready? Are you going to sing for us tonight?
One more drink.
One more drink. One more beer.
One more beer? All right, we can do that.
Beer.
Well,
water. I mean, water.
He's drinking water.
Water.
Let's see. When you're not playing football, when you're not playing rugby, when you're not playing football, just so you know, rugby fan here. I've been to Hong Kong 4 times,
okay.
4 years in a row.
Oh, look at
for
you.
For the Hong Kong Sevens.
Okay.
Mm. All right. I know a little bit more about it.
Not going to lie, USA is deadly in the Sevens.
Oh.
They have picked up their game the last 5 years. I'm impressed.
Well, as soon as Vegas picked it up, they had to.
It's crazy.
They had
crazy.
To.
If you don't know anything about it, you should watch the development that the USA Sevens team went from.
Mm. Oh, they were horrible.
To now. Like, it's
horrible.
Like, they're making semifinals, they're making quarterfinals. It's crazy.
It is.
Even make the finals. What am I talking about?
Were you on the Nationals Sevens?
No.
No?
You think I could play Sevens? No way. You see the guys built like Alshon Jeffrey. Come on, man.
I got it.
The guys that play the Sevens are built like Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson, man.
So when you're not playing rugby or playing football, what is your favorite thing to do?
I like to game. And I'm, you know,
you're a gamer.
I'm a big muso, so I like to play my piano and guitar, try to cover some songs. And
all right.
Learn a few songs.
Are we going to hear you covering anywhere? You doing the open mics?
We'll see what happens.
All right. So are we looking for a JM heartbreak?
Well, what we're looking for right now is to go to break with a song and have him have one more drink. And then get his ass to sing afterwards. What do you guys think about that?
Sounds good, y'all.
Thanks awesome for joining us here at Green Legion Radio.
All right. Hey, everybody. Green Legion Radio. Wow. That was a little much. We will be back at Chickies and Beats South Philadelphia right after this and another drink from George. Did everybody hear Hollis try to sing that song?
Yeah, that was
terrible. Well,
you know what's going on here. Hollis is feeling a little insecure because we have another guy that's a singer as well that can carry a tune. So
what?
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting three seats away now, so I feel a little bit more bold.
I'm the one who told you he could sing.
We've seen the performances.
Yeah, well, I actually seen him live, and I thought he did pretty good. You did awesome.
Hollis is a man, and he wins.
Thank you. I'm a man, and I win.
Stop throwing his head.
Shut up, DS.
Let's do this real quick because we have a couple other giveaways.
Okay.
I have 2 Philadelphia Eagles baseball caps signed by Jordan Mailata. First 2 people that come up and grab them, they're yours.
Sweet. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Hustle.
Way to go, Anthony.
Hold on.
Don't move, Anthony.
Drum roll. He's getting something else.
He's getting something else. He's got something else for you.
I've got a 4X jersey.
Sir, what size are you?
What size are you, Anthony?
What size are you?
Extra large. There's one in here.
So Quimby's giving away T-shirts, those of you that aren't here at Chicken Pete's in South Philadelphia.
Anthony,
so, yes, Hollis.
I was going to tell Anthony, wait to embarrass your daughter, Maddie. She's over there with her head in her hands.
So, Hollis, while we have a second here, should you and Jordan go on tour maybe? Maybe go sing some bars and restaurants here in the city?
I'll be his backup. Backup.
Yeah. I'll book it.
The backup
All about that.
I'll sing at bars and restaurants if Hollis agrees to come to it.
Well,
it's done, Jordan.
Who's the Paul Simon and who's the Art Garfunkel of this duo here?
What? Hollis Garfunkel?
Jordan, do that now.
Thomas Mailata, Mailata Thomas.
You just got in front of you. Do it now.
Everyone else is not doing it.
I just did it. Hollis is drinking black.
Because I'm black.
No.
You're a man.
That's breaking news. So anyway.
Ladies, do we have any ladies that want a T-shirt in the house? We got two mediums.
He's giving out shirts. So we know that Hollis and Jordan may come to maybe an open mic near you.
So,
we can sell tickets for that soon.
I think Wednesday's a big open mic night in Center City.
We have to get some practice time first, so we get our tools down and our best 5-step moves.
Jordan is right on bye week.
You all need some practice time without me, because if this radio show goes to hell next week when I'm on vacation, I will come back and haunt the hell out of every one of you.
Yeah,
where are you going? Where are you going?
Grand Cayman.
And he's not lying either.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Cayman.
Grand Cayman?
Grand Cayman.
Grand Cayman.
Grand Cayman?
It's just above Jamaica, man.
Awesome.
Stingray City.
Stingray City.
There's not enough alcohol at the Grand Cayman.
He's going to introduce his invisible juice.
Everybody, one at a time, please. There we go. It is one of the most...
romantic?
No, it's one of the richest islands in the Caribbean. Their biggest industry is not tourism. It's banking.
Yeah.
Ah.
Illustrious.
You can go into Grand Cayman with $15,000 undeclared cash, and nobody asks anything.
So is that why you're going?
Yes.
Interesting.
Miami's coming
going
up. You're going to
have $15,000 undeclared cash.
Oh, my God. Well, here's the deal. You can go in with $15,000. You can leave the next day. You can come back the following day with $15,000 more.
Mm-hmm.
Leave. Come back. Leave.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, I don't make the rules. I just follow them.
Yeah, now someone from the government will be following Quimby.
That no one knows about? Where are you getting this money from?
You know what, sir? I've been trying to figure that out for about 17 years now.
It's called stacking your paper. Somebody in the game, is you stacking your paper?
Whatever you call it, man, I'm down with it. All right, so, Jordan, we only have you for a couple more minutes, and I have to say thank you so much.
Seriously.
Man.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah, thanks for coming up.
I'll just say hey, we're going to hop out.
Yeah, well, we'll still go.
We'll be here doing some stuff.
So, Jordan,
what's up?
Shut up and sing.
What?
Oh, that's good. Put him on the spot.
How are you going to put me on the spot like that?
I know. Without even,
you got to warm him up a little bit.
I kind of believe you like the limelight, brother.
Nah, man. What are you talking
about? Not at all.
Just like Hollis said, you got to have like time to practice.
All right. Yeah, I got a shot in you. So what type of music do you like the most?
Man, I listen to everything. When I say everything, like 80s, 90s rock, R&B.
And you were born in 2000. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love my country music. Yeah,
like you do.
Conway Twitty?
Oh, my God. There's nothing better than a Family Guy Conway Twitty cutaway.
Conway Twitty.
Hello, darling. How you doing?
Jordan, is there anything you want to sing for everybody before we cut to this and get the hell out of here? Because we do have one segment left. It's called Get It Off Your Chest.
Yeah,
and I
want
to talk about the toilet seat and who has to put it up or down.
All right.
No!
And listen, I want to stay here for that because I want to debate about that, too. I want to debate
about
that.
I'm going to stay for the last segment.
Hey, I'm all
I'll
in
stay
with
for
that.
The last segment. And I'll think about a song before the close this off.
That sounds good. That's fair.
Guess what? We're going to get kicked out of here in about 7 minutes, so you better start thinking now. We are at the Get It Off Your Chest segment, and I have something to start.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you right now, it's not our responsibility to put the toilet seat down. It's your responsibility, ladies, to put the toilet seat up.
Ooh. This is an argument you'll never win.
No, I know it's not going to be a fan favorite, and I don't care.
State your reason.
This is bad backlash right here.
State your reason.
I will state all my reasons, okay? First of all, there is absolutely no reason. Go ahead, Diaz.
Diaz, let him go.
I'm just saying, pragmatically, yes, it's the same action either way, but, you know, that's when you just let slide.
Pragmatically.
Yeah, because it is. You could pushing it down, pushing it up is the same thing.
Diaz is married now. So.
No. Okay. So what you got to do is pick your battles and let that one be. Just let it slide.
That's why we're in the predicament we are now.
Why does he care? He lives alone. Like, why do you? I don't even know why he even cares. You're married. Sack's married.
I think this is an argument between him and Hollis.
Not really. If
you can read all this on Facebook when he takes the whole War and Peace out.
And basically, is this: if you're going to take a whiz, lift the seat up. If you're going to take a dump, then let it down.
Hold on. I will give you all
enjoy your dinner.
I'll be here all week. Good things. Mazel.
Because he's a man.
I will give you all my reasons.
All those crab fries, by the way. All
right. I'm going to mute everybody because I'm going to give you my reasons right now. First, every time a guy has to do a number two, we have to look down. Sorry, don't complain. Okay? So, second, don't be jelly that we can pee upright.
Okay? Oh, my God.
Sorry.
All right.
Third.
Okay, you're good. Shut up. That's enough.
Third, there's absolutely no supporting evidence about the chicken or the egg in the sanitary issue here. Butts are on seats everywhere. Matter of fact, I bet only 50%. Of anyone coming out of a bathroom actually washes their hands. Have fun with that thought at your next event.
Ew!
You got to think about it this
way. Or while you're eating your meal.
Oh, I got one more.
How do you even have a fourth reason? This is...
Fourth, you aren't fooling anybody, ladies. It's all a plot. So we men have to be the only one touching the toilet seat. I'll tell you, I'll agree to lowering the seat if every time you get up, you lift the seat.
Boom! We'll be here all week.
We are not here to hold the door for your bathroom world. Sorry, but my chivalry ends with your bowel movement.
Wait. That's coming from a point where there actually exists some sort of chivalry. I was about to say chivalry. So it's like beyond, this is, you're in a negative zone.
Real quick, we're going down the road. We're getting out of here. Rob, thoughts on that?
What made you think of this?
Anyway.
No.
Anyway, Rob's done.
Get it off your chest, Rob.
Diaz.
Turn his mic on.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
I'm excited for the bye. Let's take it easy. We got two big home games coming up. Pats and Seahawks.
Yep.
We're going to win them both.
I wasn't ready there.
We're going to win them both.
All right.
Real quick, I had something to get off my chest. You cut me off. Just the Schuylkill. I'm sick of the Schuylkill in the traffic when I drive. Can they fix it? That's it. Ooh. That's it.
All right.
100%.
Sack faster.
100%.
Major League Baseball offseason has officially began. And for the love of God, can we not wait until February?
Thank you.
End of February, beginning of March, for the big guys to sign? The top three are all Boris clients. Rendon, Strasburg, and Gerrit Cole. Can we at least sign somebody before Christmas this year?
Okay.
It would be nice.
All right. Jordan.
Yeah, I just have something to say. Just basically, why do you guys have to do construction at night in the middle of the city?
Oh,
shutting down all the roads.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
I'm just saying.
Mazel. Big dog.
Good drill of the day.
Mazel. Good things. I just want to say thank you guys for coming out. God bless and good night.
All right.
Everybody, thanks for another episode of Green Legion Radio. Aww. We love you. We will see you next week.
Sing us some
TTP.
We're going. Come on.
I can't sing this song.
Uh-oh. You want to sing?
No, I thought I saw something.
All right. Jordan, we appreciate you being here, and good luck moving forward.
Jira and Zach are working together.
And I have no idea what just happened there. So we're going to try this one more time.
Professional podcast.
Yeah, obviously not. And, yes, we will be back next week with more Green Legion Radio. Yeah.